about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and our 20-year history by logging on to mcfks.org.
Welcome back here to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Megan Doherty, also Karen Hibbard earlier, our first guest of the morning. Now we're transitioning. In studio with me now is Junction City City Commissioner Phyllis Fitzgerald. Phyllis, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me today.
Of course. And, well, this is our first time meeting, but I actually got told a little bit about you first, of course, by Commissioner Linda Morris from Manhattan, but also by one of our interns, Elizabeth Jones. She's a part of the Soldier for Life program, and she just had a lot of glowing comments to say about you. So it's great to finally meet you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate getting the opportunity to come here too.
Yes, definitely. And first of all, I'd like to start off just for people who aren't familiar with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from and how did you first get involved in the Junction City Commission?
Okay, well, I'm originally from Tennessee. I was born and raised there, joined the Army at 17, and spent the next 21 years in the military. Was assigned to Fort Riley back in 1989, my husband and I, and we deployed with Desert Storm with the Big Red One. And once we returned back, we, went to various other duty stations, and when it was time for us to, start retiring out of the military as our children were growing up, we chose to go back out to Junction City to live because we had been there before. We liked the community. We liked the school district and the people there, and we just felt very comfortable in that community, so we chose to make Junction City our home after the military. When I first retired, I worked on Fort Riley as a contractor in the battle simulations area and spent about 16-17 years doing that. Now I work part-time with the VA. Our children grew up, moved away. My husband, when he retired, became police officer in Junction City, so he's on his 21st year. He's our operations captain. And so after our children left home in 2015 is when I went ahead at the last couple of minutes went in filed to run for city commission because I kind of feel like any community that you live in, if you really want to be a part of it, you have many, many opportunities, and that was an opportunity. So I filed and ran for commission and was elected in 2015. So I've been a commissioner since 2015.
All right. And, it's interesting. There's so many people who come to these communities around this area, Junction City, Manhattan, and just end up staying. Have you noticed a lot of people who choose that same choice?
I really do. In my community of Junction City, I feel like we are definitely a military-heavy, veteran-heavy community. A lot of the folks that are there are there because of the military, and then you do have a lot of folks that is their home where they were born and raised as well. But we do have a lot of citizens that are affiliated with the military in some form or fashion.
And it sounds like you've made it a home for yourself, too.
Absolutely. And I can say that Junction City is a great place to retire after the military and really after any career. It is a great place to make your home.
And talking with Junction City Commissioner Phyllis Fitzgerald, I hear that you're kind of a busy person. And in fact, before we came on air, you were telling me that you were already doing quite a bit this morning.
Right. I only work 4 days a week part-time, and so Fridays is my day that I have extra time that I can get out in the community. And one of the things that I do and many other folks, and it's and when I say many other folks, different groups and stuff, but every Friday we try to go down to Westwood Elementary, and they have a reading program called the Rockin' Readers, and try to get a lot of the veterans in town involved in that is another way of giving back to our community. So we'll spend half an hour reading with the kids. And honestly, if you've ever been around children, they want to read. They want to read to you. They want you to read to them. But, that Friday morning is not the only time that people go and read, because I know the noon Kiwanis go at certain times. So there's a lot of organizations that do get involved with the schools and the children. And then I also, on Friday mornings, since I have a little free time, is I'll kind of go and, walk our downtown and engage with any of the business owners that are out and just, help to make sure that our downtown looks beautiful. And today, like every day, it is beautiful and it does look nice downtown Junction City.
And we're going to talk about that project in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about the Adopt a Soldier program. I've been hearing about that for a little while. I've been working here since April, but I've been in the community for about a year and a half. And I've been hearing about this program basically since I got here, and it's interesting to finally meet that you and find out that you created it, kind of.
Kind of. Well, I had the help of a garrison commander, Colonel Lawrence, at the time. So in 2017, I was the mayor of Junction City and had approached Colonel Lawrence about, you know, what are some of the ways that we can, you know, engage more with the soldiers. And him and I talked about it, and we decided to, you know, go ahead and take a look at Adopt a Soldier program. And we also brought in, like, Manhattan. So Yusha Reddy was the mayor at the time. So we all worked together on that. And honestly, we spent about a year just getting the, you know, all the paperwork and everything together. And Colonel Lawrence and I launched that program at one of the victory welcomes when the soldiers are in processing in December of 2017. So the program is designed to, you know, help these soldiers transition from leaving home for the first time. And this is their first duty station. And we want to not only make their time great at Fort Riley, but also outside the gates of Fort Riley and into our communities. And this is a way for them to get out in the community. So host families will adopt a soldier, and the, you know, soldier has to want to be in the program as well. So as of today, just so that everybody knows, that we do have 57 host families, and those host families are in our Flint Hills communities. The majority of them are where I live, because that's where I live at, but I have quite a few over here in Manhattan and some of the other communities. But they're hosting 131 new to the Army and Fort Riley soldiers.
And from the folks that have been involved in the program, what is kind of the feedback you hear? How is it? How does it impact the soldiers?
Well, the soldiers, like I said, it gives them an opportunity to, you know, get outside the gates, because, you know, military is very busy, Army is very busy, and it gives them a chance to leave their barracks and get out and meet some of the community members, because these host families will engage with them at their home, eat with them, go to church with them, maybe go to ball games, and really just get them out in the community, introduce them to what's going on in the communities, introduce them to other people in the communities. And then in turn, that soldier will also, if the soldier gets promoted or they deploy or redeploy, then they'll invite that family to come to their events as well. And I can tell you this as well, we have met several of the soldiers' families that have come to town. And the families are very, very happy, because it does give them a sense of comfort knowing that their soldier not only is being taken care of by Fort Riley and the Army, but also by our communities and the people that live in the community.
And my understanding is that they don't live with them, but they kind of go do outings together. Is that correct?
That is correct. They don't live with them. They will engage in whatever they decide, because it's between the families and the soldiers on how they want to interact, if they want to meet, if they want to just communicate by texting or phone call. But I can tell you, when the soldiers are gone, whether they're in the field or deployed away, I have some host families that they'll send out a text to make sure they're okay, or the family soldier will text and let them know, hey, I'm okay. And you know, it's whatever way that they decide collectively to communicate and engage with each other.
It sounds like it's building bridges.
I think so. We're very happy with the program. Soldiers are happy with it, and they want to be in the program, and the families want to be a part of it as well. And I can say, though, that, you know, soldiers grow up too, and they may get to a point in their life where they don't need the host family near as much, but that host family will always be there for them. And I feel like the goal also is that, you know, they'll become a lifelong friendship. And the soldier, if they continue their career, they may, you know, they'll get good vibes and want to come back here into our communities.
What do you look for in a host family?
Well, I look for in a host family is if they want to do it, because you've got to want to, and it's not just like me, it'd have to be my whole family would want to be a part of it. And so they have a form that they fill out as well, and they'll put their interests, what they're interested in and everything, you know. And I'll match them to the soldier according, you know, try to make them match as much as I can. But I can tell you, I have more soldiers than I have host families, because there's new soldiers coming every week. And so I'll have more of soldiers than families. And I mean, that's just the nature of the program. It is what it is on that.
And as you said, it's not just for Junction City residents. You have some Manhattan area residents who are hosting as well.
Absolutely. I have families from Chapman, Wakefield, Milford. So, you know, they're kind of spread around. And It's not all inclusive to one community. It's called Flint Hills.
Definitely. And for those who want to get involved, who want to host, how do they go about reaching out and getting a hold of the program?
Okay, absolutely. That's a good question, and I'm glad to share it. So anybody interested in the program, you can go to our Junction City Area Chamber of Commerce page, and there will be a drop-down called MAC, which is our Military Affairs Council. And if you select that drop-down, you will see another hyperlink to the Home Away From Home program. If you pick on that, then there's a handbook there, and there's also the paperwork for filling out the application, plus my phone number and my email is there as well.
Definitely. That's the Adopt a Soldier program we were talking about.
Yes.
And we're going to kind of move on and transition to a different topic okay. here. You talked a little earlier about how you kind of were cleaning up a little bit, checking out with business owners around Junction City to make sure it was clean. And that's part of that JC cleanup project that's been going on. And I understand that you've been a big part in that founding as well.
Absolutely. I'm not the only one by no means. Many people work on how our communities look. But what I've done for over 5 years now is set up a community event on Saturday mornings, and I will have volunteers that will come out and we'll spend 1 to 2 hours picking up our communities. And those folks that come are from Junction City, Fort Riley, and Manhattan. So I have friends in Manhattan that will come over and help as well, because if your communities look good, it's first impressions, and I want people when they come into Junction City to get that wow and want to come back and share what a great community that Junction City is and how beautiful it looks.
It shows what I'm sort of picking up on is this growing regional collaboration with residents, the Manhattan area residents coming out to Junction City. That kind of highlights a little bit of this growing regional thought process that's been sort of what my interpretation has been growing in the area. That's just an interesting thought that when you mentioned Manhattan area residents are coming out there, that's what I thought of. Interesting to hear. And can you tell, when did this program first start?
Well, I think people have always worked on the community, but, you know, with social media today, you have a greater means of getting word out there on things that are going on, because I can tell you that people want to volunteer. People do care about their communities, and it is about first impressions. It's about, unfortunately, in any community, because even when I went home last year to visit my mom in Nashville, when I'm driving around, some communities look good, but some don't. So it's all about first impressions, and I feel like what happens in a community is you can become complacent because you get used to things. But when you start putting some attention to it, then everybody's like, you know, you're right. So I do definitely have, I think, a good following of people that want to continue making our Junction City look great.
And you said that you talked about where the residents are from, but what type of residents are doing it? Are they business folks? Are they soldiers, students? Who's helping out?
Okay, well, that's a good question, too. Business folks, Fort Riley soldiers, Fort Riley dependents, Junction City residents, veterans, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, high school clubs, kids, Honor Society kids, the children at the schools, they all need community service hours. And so they will come out, and I'll fill out their paperwork for them and everything. But the one thing I have to say about any of these cleanup projects, everybody that comes to them has a great attitude. They want to be there, and they want to make a difference.
It sounds like it's a wide selection of various different types of people helping out. And I guess that kind of speaks to just – I always comment on just how much people in Manhattan seem to be very interested in the community. Being from California, it's not always that way. Where I'm from, and I just seeing that community spirit around everywhere around here is just really nice to see to me.
Absolutely, and you know we have a lot going on in Junction City. We've got our beautiful Heritage Park. We got another 15 or 16 different parks that people can enjoy. I've got to throw a plug out there for our Milford Lake, largest man-made lake in the state of Kansas. Lots of recreational activities going on out there and places to eat and camp. So we really have a lot going on in Junction City, Kansas, and Gary County.
And speaking on that cleanup project, I see over here I was doing a little bit of homework, as I told you, on the program. And I saw the Irwin Army Community Hospital recently honored you sort of for part – partaking in this program. Well, there's a photo of it on Facebook
right,
as well.
Absolutely. Well, actually, what we decided to do was, you know, it's just a certificate of appreciation that put together, and myself and our mayor, Pat Landis, signed them and everything, and I had got with the hospital command sergeant major, Gutierrez, who I can tell you every Saturday he comes out to help. But got with him about, you know, hey, I would like to at least give them a certificate of appreciation to let them know that, you know, we are grateful for them. So we had it set up, and we gave all those soldiers a certificate of appreciation. I know it's not much but a piece of paper, but I feel like, you know, it does mean a lot to them as well. So.
Yeah, they're a big part of it all. You know, the volunteers are a big part of making that all happen.
Absolutely. And we do care about, like I said, our community and definitely our environment. Not only do we pick up the trash or anything, but we also work on the recycling. So we will separate out the cans and the bottles, and we'll take them to our recycling facility or transfer station in Junction City when we're done.
And I think it's time to take our last break of the morning. When we come back, we'll have more with Junction City Commissioner Phyllis Fitzgerald here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.